Let's go to Trisha. Trisha, are you there?
Yes, I am.
All right. You're one of the lucky ones who got through, man. Everybody tries to get through. You're on the air with Suzanne Northrup. Trisha, go ahead.
Oh, thank you. Hi, Suzanne.
Hi, Trisha. How are you today?
Oh, I can't believe I finally got through. I've been trying for a really long time.
Well, obviously somebody upstairs likes you. So who'd you like me to connect with you, dear?
I was hoping to connect with my husband, but I actually have an aunt that just passed during the night.
Oh, wow.
And I don't know, maybe that's why I actually got through today.
Okay.
Wait, when did she pass away?
During the night, earlier.
You lost your aunt last night?
Very sorry.
Yeah. Oh, yes. That's terrible.
Okay, you know, I have to tell you, Trisha, believe it or not, that's not uncommon. It's almost like, you know, people have always asked me, you know, can you talk to me? They've passed the same day. And I go, I've been told that people have called me on the radio and they passed the same day.
Wow.
So I am really not surprised that you got through. And two things I'm going to say to you real quick here, Trisha. First of all, you know, your aunt is here. That I'm going to tell you very loud and clear. And by the way, your aunt, I have to tell you something. She was ready. I just want you to know that. Okay, but I also want to tell you the reason why she came through is because she's bringing your husband with her. So I think that the two of them are hanging out and having a grand old time together because she liked him. Do you understand that, right?
Yes.
So they are definitely coming together. I'm not going to brag about him, but he's a very good looking man. I don't mind telling you, and he's got a gorgeous smile. So you know, I mean, those would have been hard to walk away from because he has a wonderful, wonderful smile. Now that again, they are coming together, but he's coming with another male. So and it feels like a peer level male. Did he lose a brother or somebody like a brother connected to him?
No, not as I can think of.
Do you know
if
he might, did he lose like a very close male friend? I feel like there's a peer level that's coming with him. Unless there's another person like a brother that would be connected. So think about it, all right?
Okay.
Now there's an R name, like there's a Rick or Richard or something like that.
His name is Rich.
Rich, okay, thank you. So we do got the right guy. Okay, thank you. So he's coming with your aunt.
Jeez.
Okay? And I want you to know he was there to bring her over.
That's good.
Okay, so I want you to know, and she says to me this, and I don't know why, you must have talked with her or connected with her, because she's telling me that there was a connection with you before she passed.
We were just there this past weekend.
Okay, thank you, because it's almost like, she goes, we had this time, this wonderful time together before she passed.
Mm-hmm.
So she wants you to remember that. Now, it looks like wherever she lived, she must have had like a really lovely outside area or something, because she talks about where we were sitting and we were talking and we were having this wonderful time.
Yeah, she did have a yes.
Yes, and she goes, she remembers that very, very well. Who had the little dog?
They had a little, years ago, they had a little dog.
Okay, so it must be dead.
Yes,
because she's coming with the little dog.
Well, she's coming with the dog. The dog is dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they were very, very strongly connected to this little dog.
Yes.
And the little dog, she must still have the ashes at home, or she buried it at home, or something, because she says the dog was with her even before she passed.
Oh, I'll have to ask my cousin. I don't remember that.
Yeah, well, you'll definitely ask your cousin. Your cousin will know. All right.
Uh-huh.
Now, is the cousin and you like siblings?
I mean, we're close, but not like that, no.
Okay. Because she's telling me that then who's the connected sibling to you?
I mean, her cousins, we're kind of reconnecting right now with all this happening.
That's what it is. Okay, thank you. Because I'm seeing the family gathering. That's why I'm asking.
Okay, yep.
And I know that cousins can sometimes act like siblings, especially if you don't have siblings in the family or you were raised with them together. So there must have been a very strong connection to this all together.
Yes, there was,
okay.
Yes, especially when we were younger.
Got it. Who had the lake house?
The lake house?
Yeah. Somebody had
We lived next to a lake when I was younger.
Oh, okay, thank you. So did we all gather around this place or something? Was this a hangout for everybody?
We did have some family parties there.
Yeah, okay, thank you. Because, you see, your aunt has this wonderful memory of these, of this time.
Okay.
Okay, of the family all together and doing all of this.
Yes.
Yes. So it's like she wants you to know that the family connection and the memory is really, really important. And she's not surprised that you've gotten reconnected, because when it comes down to what's important in that time together, this is when this is about.
Right.
Do you understand that?
Thank you, Trisha. Yeah. Thanks for getting through today.
One last thing here, Trisha. I know she passed last night, but you will be visited by her if you haven't been already.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So keep your door open, as they say.
I will, definitely.
All right,
bye,
dear.
Bye, Tricia.
Wow, that
Thank
was
you.
Incredible.
Wow. Holy smokes.
I think that's the first time I've ever witnessed that.
Just passing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It happened to me one other time on the radio. I was in Pennsylvania, and I got a phone call. And, I mean, you know, they were calling on the air. And, you know, this woman's mother showed up, and she goes, you know, she just passed this morning.
We'll take a break. Be right back. We have one more call waiting. Time for one more phone call with Suzanne Northrup. Don't go away.
Craig and Company on 96.5 TIC.